And as the world continues to mourn the death of former South African President Nelson Mandela, an international relations expert, Dr. Yao Gebe, believes the best thing the world can do is to immortalize his vision and legacy. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Gebe said South Africans must do away with divisions in the country. More so, President Zuma must put in place programs that will lift South Africans from the shackles of poverty as well as curb corruption.
Former President Nelson Mandela definitely has left a legacy of racial equality, a country where all manner of people, black, white, colored, should live together and fight for the development of that country. But now, and today, if you look at the South African society, even within the African National Congress, the ruling party in that country, I think there are divisions. So yes, we may still talk about peace in South Africa, but the reality on the ground is that there are divisions. But it behoves on the current government, the government of President Zuma, to do everything possible to unite the country, fight for the development of the country, and also, you know, try everything possible to move the majority black Africans from the squalor, the quagmire, all the difficulties that they witnessed in the past and which continue to haunt them. And therefore, they are losing all the necessary, you know, respect for the current government. If we witness what happened today, the boos and the jeers that went alongside the speech of President Zuma actually speaks eloquently about what is happening in that country. But unfortunately, the youthful days of President Nelson Mandela was used to fight oppression, to fight apartheid in South Africa. But I think that they fought for a common good, that is to liberate South Africa from the shackles of apartheid, from the shackles of white domination. So the rest of society would today celebrate him as a vivid testimony of the good things that he has.
That was an international relations expert, Dr. Yao Gebe.